Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the TMRs that you're feeding your animals every day. As we think about our TMR and we think about evaluating how we're doing with mixing that ration and delivering it to our animals, what are the key things that you consider on your dairy? What's the accuracy of your feeder? How about the mix consistency? From the first bit that's dropped off in the bunks to what comes out of the mixer wagon at the end, how evenly is that distributed across the bunk? And are there issues with the mix quality? In other words, we've got part of the mix that has larger pieces of hay in it than the others, or maybe clumps of hay or clumps of some of our haylage if we're feeding some haylage. So how big of an issue is this on your dairy? From a nutritional standpoint, one of the most important things that needs to happen on our dairy every day is that every bite that these animals takes needs to have the same nutritional package in it. When we think about our ration, many times what people are tempted to do is run out and just grab a sample out of the bunk and send it in. Let's see what the analysis is. That can be an important step, but it probably should be the last step that we actually do. So what should the first steps be? Well, number one, the feed moisture or dry matter, the accuracy of feed delivery, the consistency of mixing, and anti-nutritional factors that we might find in some of the feedstuffs that we're feeding. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at their TMR delivery and accuracy of putting that ration together.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.